John, what is MERIOS? What does that stand for?
MERIOS stands for Materials and Reliability in Oil Sands. This is a program being led by AITF. It's a industry-led consortium focused on tackling materials, maintenance, and reliability issues in the oil sands.
Well, what are some of those problems that you have to address?
Well, just to put it in perspective here, the oil sands industry spends, the mining side particularly, spends in the order of over $3 billion a year in maintenance. So it's a very heavy ticket. It's a very aggressive environment that we're dealing with. And furthermore, we're talking about probably a $5 to $7 billion loss in production when you have scheduled and unscheduled shutdowns because of these problems that happen. But the issues we're dealing with are obviously corrosion issues and wear issues, understanding that you're dealing with actual sand material, silica sand material that you're processing and running through pipelines and vessels and processing facilities, that it is a very aggressive environment on the materials that house these.
Now, your scientists have actually been working on these sorts of problems for quite some time. What are some of the advances that you've made?
The advances we've made is, and particularly our group, is looking at a lot of the material solutions and trying to work with industry to evaluate which materials work in which part of the process, and understanding that one solution doesn't fit all. It's usually a material selection issue in terms of if you have a dry process, like you will find in the front-end mining side. There you're looking for very hard materials. They've developed classes of materials such as what they call metal matrix composites. So these are hard-face coatings, very thick coatings that they put on top of steel that are very abrasion resistant. When you start moving that material down towards the extraction facility, typically it is mixed with water and some other solutions and pumped down a pipeline. And in that case, now you're dealing with a lot of corrosion and erosion issues in these piping materials. So as you can see, depending on where you are in the process, the selection of materials change.
Now, this technology is used by various companies who are actually competing against each other in the oil sands sector. So how does your scientific research work in terms of funding, and who's your master?
Well, you know what? When we initially started this program, that definitely was a challenge to try to get these large companies to talk to each other and come to the table. I think very quickly they realized that a lot of companies share very similar issues, you know, and there's a lot to be said for leveraging funds, research funds, from one company to another. So basically we've been able to bring the industry together in an ability to kind of solve the common problems that are there. What's unique about the MERIOS program is that not only that we have the operators of the oil companies, but we've brought in basically the whole supply chain. So we actually have membership that are fabricators, material and equipment suppliers, engineering firms, with the whole intent that it's one thing to do research and find solutions, but it's another thing to implement those solutions. And the only way typically that will get done is actually through the supply chain. So it's a very unique model in that we're generating understanding, we're generating the potential for technology, we're doing demonstration, we're doing engineering, but we're doing it in a manner that will eventually get to the field.
So in that case, if one company starts using an improvement, then eventually you'd see pretty well all of them using it?
Well, those that are participating in MERIOS, I would certainly hope so. And I think a lot of what we've done to unite the industry is seeing benefits not only in terms of technologies, but also in how they do their engineering. So in terms of specifications and understanding guidelines on how their engineers specify materials and processes, hopefully that will become more common and it'll become really more of an industry-focused practice.
And who is involved in MERIOS?
At this point in time, 30 members of MERIOS. Out of that 30, six companies are what we call operator companies. So these are the large companies involved in oil sands mining operations. And we have 22 industry members from the supply chain. So it's a very heavily focused on helping everything from Alberta SMEs and small and medium enterprises to large multinational corporations that have something to bring to the oil sands. There's also government agencies involved. At this point in time, we have funding through AITF. But in the past, we've had funding through Advanced Education Technology, Alberta Finance and Enterprise, as well as Western Economic Diversification.
What's the future for Mario's?
It's actually quite bright. Once you start a program like this where you consolidated an industry together, there seems to be a snowball effect. And there's quite an interest these days in terms of joining Mario's or trying to parlay what we do in Mario's outside of Mario's. But the immediate future is our change to look at new strategic areas within the oil sands. For over the past 2 years, Mario's was really focused on the mining extraction side, which covers a portion of what we do in the oil sands. But the other big prize is really looking at supporting the infrastructure associated with what we call thermal recovery or in-situ operations. So these are the operations that such as SAGD or cyclic steam stimulation. So there is a lot of potential in terms of helping those operators improve their productivity and reduce their operating costs.
Thank you very much, John.
You're welcome.